information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to This Was Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you for yet another episode, as it is the 88th episode of the Criticast. That means, what, 12 episodes away from the magical 100 episodes. So, yeah, pretty exciting. Well, I'm excited. I don't know about you guys. I'm pretty excited. This week's show, I've just put it into two segments. I'm going to talk about the big issues this week that made the news and that sort of thing. But also, in the second part, I'm going to talk about abuse in light of the death of a young lady. This story made the news in Harare, a woman who was beaten to death. So we're going to talk a lot about gender-based violence. A lot of it is going to be audios that some of you guys sent through to me. But also, I'm going to make sure that those who sent me stuff on Facebook, I'm going to make sure your voice is heard. I'm going to read as many of your comments as possible. Now, let's talk about the news that was big this week. President Mugabe, he's signed the Labour Amendment Bill into law. So I'll have a look at that and see if the contentious issues that were there before had been changed. You know, there were loads of arguments over whether, you know, the retrospective punishments would be kept in the bill and that sort of thing. But it seemed to sail through both houses unchanged. So I want to have a look at it and then digest it and see if it makes sense. Also happening this week, Tendai Mahachi, the former, the suspended town clerk of Harare, apparently made demands of up to $3 million as an exit package from the Harare City Council, which for me is like, what? Weird, man. Apparently, you've been receiving $38 million. That's a lot. $38,000. If you receive $38 million per month, I'd love to be having this job. $38,000 per month, which is still quite ridiculous. It's obscene, if you ask me, especially for a loss-making, institution. And it's getting all that money, and he's getting all sorts of things, houses, and says, whatever it is. For me, it's not so much that he's asking for this and that he was getting paid this, but it's primarily down to the fact that we give people bad contracts. So from a legal perspective, the Harare City Council is going to find themselves in a position where they're going to have to pay this. But the reality in an economy like ours, it absolutely doesn't make sense. How were they making sense of the fact that he should be paid an eye-popping $38,000 per month? It's just weird. It's just weird. Anyway, this is what they say, according to news. What else happened this past week? Sadly, Quinn Swale, a guy who was a safari guide in the Wange National Park, was mauled to death by a lion. Yeah, which is incredibly sad. Yeah. He was trying to protect the people that he was taking on this walk with the lions and that sort of thing, from being attacked by the lion, and then he was attacked and sadly passed away. And the lion that bit him, according to the Herald, is being studied by the Oxford University. It's called Naha. Yeah. What's happening this past week, just going through the news, Highlanders Football Club fired their coach, and then they unfired him. They said, no, there wasn't a firing in the first place, because everything needed to be approved by the board. So the executive decided that they were done with him, because it's been pretty useless, pathetic. 11 points in the last 11 games, that's like relegation form. You know, for a team like Highlanders, this is like a serious lack of seriousness and that sort of thing. But yeah, what do you expect? What's the stupidity happening over there? Also, what's happening? Brian Soko, yeah, he's up for three BMIs this coming Friday. So shout out to him, he's all the way in Hollywood. He won two last year together with his partners in the order. Remember, he also won three Grammys earlier this year. I don't know what that is, honestly. It's just, yeah, he's awesome. Love him. Absolute. DJ Munya is back on radio. Yeah, that he's on ZFM. He was on the breakfast show last week, Friday, that hosted the top 40 between 10 and 2. The earlier reactions are kind of like weird, like, yo, no. But I think it's going to die down. The guy needs to make a career and that sort of thing. He needs to make money and that sort of thing. So, yeah, whatever it is. I don't know. He's gone to court and that sort of thing. And anyway, yeah, I mean, just let it go. Just let it go. It's not your problem. And second from last, Zambezi Magic TV's Adiel Zinoreva. Who's like the head of Zambezi TV. He was born in Mufakosi, apparently, and then he went to school at Prince Edward. He was also at Cranbourne as well. Well, he was in Zimbabwe this week, and he said he announced a whole bunch of things. But top of those that caught my imagination, my mind, was and my eye, and all sorts of things, was the fact that there will be a top 10 music videos on the channel. Yeah, pretty exciting. The top 10 music videos from Zimbabwe. Yeah. Yeah, finally, remember, Toni Braxton is on this Friday. Tickets are between $40 and $150. She's performing with Babyface at the Bardo Racecourse. Tickets available from Zoll Zimbabwe offices, as well as you can get them from, TM and Pick and Pay shops, as well as from the Ticket Pro website. So, yeah. So, Toni Braxton, Babyface in town. There's been all sorts of things, because she came into Harare on Monday? And security was still where it was like, oh! Then we got a paparazzi picture with my Brian Threeman on boat and that sort of thing. So, yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's like weird. And she's been holed up most of the time in her room, and that has upset a lot of people. But, you know, if she has a good concert, then everything's forgiven. You know, she's here to sing. That's what I wanted to do. Just give me a good show. If she went around the town and she gave everybody, smiled at everybody and had a pretty rubbish show, then, you know, yeah, I'd be like, why didn't you concentrate on your show? Yeah. Anyway, on the other side, we'll talk about that side situation with the abuse. The name is Larry. You listen to Quidcast. So, there was some incredibly sad news this past week when it was revealed that a young lady by the name of Nyasha was beaten to death allegedly by her boyfriend, who happens to be a DJ, well-known DJ about town. So that was like, oh, gosh. Apparently this guy by the name of Tuffy caught her, you know, in a relationship with somebody else, and apparently beat her with a metal iron to death, according to details that made the public, and then also assaulted the other person that she was with. And it got me thinking a lot about gender-based violence, because we were in a WhatsApp group with her, and people in there were mentioning and going back and forth and saying, well, we knew the girl, and there was a lot of times that she was drinking a lot and that sort of thing, because she was going through a lot of stuff and that sort of thing. And some people knew that she was being abused and that sort of thing. And I just started wondering to myself, you know that Babyface song, How Come, How Long, Do We Let It Just Go On? You know, it's not to say that people didn't try to do anything, but you also start wondering, like, are there situations that I find myself where, you know, I could do something about a situation and that's it. So I sent this question out to people, and first I'm going to start with the audio responses, and then I'm going to read some of the messages that came from Facebook, and that'll be the summary of the show today, just to get your feedback on the issue. So I'm just going to play you now the responses that I got on the WhatsApp platform.
You know, the thing, abusive relationships are tricky, because an abuser has a way of manipulating the abusee into thinking that it's their fault, they're being beaten up and all. So I think there should be more workshops on helping people become aware of how they can empower themselves. You can't stay in an abusive relationship just because munye anithinga chingwa or diano go pamari to do other things you want to do. Just do what you can to get even kanakarika dollar or $2. And I'm sure there are other empowering programs that are out there. People need to do something about empowering each other, even if it means having to drag your friend from that guy's house. Then people, please do that.
Young people abuse when they're still young. Until when you grow up, then you know that you have to report how and the consequences and so forth. Because some young people, they're even scared to report, and they don't even know the consequence. Some, they are scared their partners will leave them because they've reported to them. So it's very, very hard. I think it's going to be an ongoing issue that maybe started from our ancestors, this abuse issue. It's only when someone is killed and then we start to think, why were they killed? And then we see they've been abused. There are some abuse that ongoing from, I don't know, and no one will know, something like emotional abuse. How can you identify it? It's individual who needs to report and know it's abuse, and then report, and then, you know, do something. But it's I think it's a very, very difficult issue, really, you know, all around the world. Somewhere, somehow, someone will suffer abuse until death, and it's not going to be resolved. Those who can resolve is good. If the family know, or friends, or whoever, they need them to report it, and then they can do something about it. But it's unfortunate to those people with no friends.
Larry, how you doing? The young girl that got killed, she was actually my friend. And just like so many other similar situations and issues that are out there, not enough was done by everybody, really. Friends, family, and we really didn't support her to the fullest, you know. So right now, what we need to do is that we need to speak to everybody, to the community, to the society, that if they see situations like these, the necessary steps are taken, you know. Certain authorities are alerted, certain people are told, even inside, the inside circle is supposed to know what to do and how to handle such situations, up until, you know, you are sure that it's not going to happen again, in terms of the domestic violence, that is. And it doesn't lead to, you know, such calamities.
Personally, what I think is, as Rastana, tesi tine mwosha. Because iwo unoramba uchiro wanditi. Autaure, unoramba unemoni yeye. And it cannot notaura. And then people, they give you advice. And then when they give you advice, you keep on going out with this person and it is. Romanoroa, twice a month, doesn't say anything or reports to the relatives and everything. But obviously, we know bonds when you see any money and it. But you're going to be one money and it. This was kind of to know push a money put it as a rambachi at your poor and I'm to Petra Akuraya and it. You stand up on honor to the Monaco Ari violent and it. Reported a money from a police, those same cowards if you put those same niggas in the same boxing with another guy, they won't even want to fight. But instead, they want to fight with girls. And I think these people, they should be like a specific sentencing to these cowards. Gafirem Jerry. Looking at the smiya ye kumano ya kaura ya mono, angapangangas na kana kutomborora. A word up for the guys out there. If you seek to mnokaru kukuiti restaira, why can't you just leave? Pindam kombe ndomba kwa nyupaniku shutagira ngozi.
Yes, there's always very differing views there. But all the same, saying that gender-based violence is bad and that sort of thing. Then, of course, I, as I said earlier, I went into my Facebook and asked people to lend a word or two to what they think. Kiri said they need education and having confidence and courage to speak out. Many suffer in silence because they don't want to be laughed at and talked about in the community. Also, the abuses are very threatening as well, so fear is also the main aspect why many remain silent. Some families also, like parents, just encourage their daughters to be vigilant while they're suffering at the hands of abusers. Yeah, you know about that. They're saying, you hear about that a lot. A nice one from Verity. She said, we need to fix the legal systems that should provide protection to citizens, particularly women. Right now, it takes more than 7 days to get a restraining order in Zimbabwe. 7 days, and that's if you're lucky. The victim is victimized by the system. Women wait at the family court for days trying to secure restraining orders, mostly against partners, losing income and ultimately going home each day to the same threat. The restraining order, when it comes, doesn't actually ensure the man has no access to her. It is simply a warning that he'll be prosecuted if he abuses her again. How is this even a restraining order? And don't even think about divorce. If your husband is abusive and as a woman you file for divorce, there's no political mechanism to ensure he shows up for the court hearing. If he doesn't, you can't get divorced. You're told to go back to the High Court Accounts Office to get your return summons that he ignored and request a refund of your $30 fining. What a joke. It is shocking how the system works against the interest and safety of women. We should be fixing and campaigning to fix the broken system to ensure legal protection for our mothers, sisters, daughters, wives, and partners. Otherwise, why are we surprised when they're killed? Talent said, if we understand why women won't walk away, then we may find a means of intervening. It's a cocktail of factors that keep us in abusive relationships. At a tender age, we are conditioned to envy marriage, and as we marry, we are told a woman should persevere even in difficult times. Abuse included. So that's something that I said earlier on. In church, divorce is condemned and is such a shame, and we can choose to persevere just to avoid shame. So there's a dependency syndrome due to feminization of poverty. Many of us are dirt poor and economically dependent and would rather receive a few beatings for life in exchange for money. There's issues of shelter, food and money and that sort of thing. Pete Nube said, sadly, it's not only the uneducated women who are abused, the educated ones do too. And when you speak to them, they would sound like they hear you the next day. They are back with their boyfriend, bad-mouthing the same person who's trying to enlighten them. Maybe find out what causes someone to hold on in an abusive relationship. Why was that? What ways can it be broken? Norma said, we are made to believe that your ultimate goal in life as a woman is to get married, and if that fails, you're generally viewed as a failure. Unfortunately, most of us will hold on to this and stay. The other problem is blind and obsessive love, no matter how bad a man is. If we love him, we will keep staying regardless of the beatings because we hope he will change. Ngori said, my heart bleeds when I hear cases of abuse. I agree with Talent and Norma. I believe the society is to blame because the victims feel like they have nowhere to go when it happens. Families need to start having talks on such matters early in their kids' lives so that kids know that there's always have someone to talk to and will never tolerate abuse. Khadija, now Khadija is a special situation. She said, this is what she said. Yes, the abuse was ongoing. I tried so hard to make Nyasha see. When she finally did, it was too late. Tuffy had a history of abuse with all his girlfriends. The murder took place at my house. That is so scary. Dion says the victim of abuse has no support. Society blames the victim for the abuse, often that they are pressured into staying in the relationship. I personally know of cases where the abuser has pursued the victim after she had left the home. He went as far as using family members, children, and even members of the church to get her back. No one stood for the victim, just told to forgive him. The church told her to forgive, and that God hates divorce. Friends share the horror stories and say, "Unofanira kushinga ukava pano unoende." So again, society needs to do something better. Pashi finally says, it is sad reality. I finally left when I stopped being in denial. This is a beautiful statement. When I said enough is enough, because no matter how many people tell you to leave the relationship or what advice you get, you will not be able to leave, or you may leave for a while, then go back. I can't exactly explain what happened to me, but it was like I finally saw the light. Something clicked inside of me and finally had the courage to tell him off when we were alone and I left for good. Yeah, I'm not going to add any more onto that. I think everything's been said, and it's sad. Rest in peace, Nyasha. We met a few times, and it's such a sad situation. And to your three kids, I have no idea. Oh, it's so difficult to think what they're going through right now. The three lovely kids, young kids. And all I say to people is that let's just do something, just do something, do anything. That's what we need to do. Ultimately, it's the person's decision, but at least you want to do everything that you can. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Criticast. Next week, I am in the island of Mauritius. Yes. Cooling out. Beaches, sand, and all that other stuff. And I will have a Criticast from there, but so pretty awesome. And other than that, I will see you again next week. Get in touch with me. The email address is info@creditei.com or follow me on Twitter @creditei. Other than that, the last thing I have to say, my advice to you is, if it doesn't make sense now, it doesn't mean it won't make sense tomorrow. So don't dismiss it. It's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?